The coronavirus continues to spread at dizzying rates, and as the virus spreads, more and more people die of COVID-19, including frontline workers. We're going to take the next couple of minutes to remember one of them.
Zlatko Valesky, known as Goldie to friends, was a maintenance worker in the Twin Towers on 9/11. He was active in his labor union and voiced concerns about the health of co-workers during this pandemic.
Valesky was working at the Cushman & Wakefield building in Manhattan when he tested positive for COVID-19 on March 30th. He died on April 8th. He was 53.
His daughter, Katerina Valeska, remembers her father's dedication to his family. Her parents met in Macedonia, where Valesky grew up.
My mom went over there for a vacation, and they met each other, dated for 10 days, and she just knew that was the one. And after they got married, he came to America with her. They were inseparable. Anything that my dad did was with her. Anything that he did was for her. 3 years ago, we threw him a 50th birthday party at our church, and we were just cutting the cake. My two nieces were there, which are his two granddaughters, and they put cake on his face, which anybody's birthday, he's the first one to put cake on their face. Everybody saw my mom next to him, so they took that as an opportunity to just scream kiss.
Kiss, kiss, kiss!
He made sure to kiss her with cake on his face so that he could just get some cake on her too. And we all were like, you know, just mesmerized by how much love they still have after all those years. Everything was about my mom and him. Valentine's Day, Women's Day, Mother's Day, birthday. He surprised her every time. He would come with roses or anything just to like make her feel better. So he just had that kind of heart. He passed away 2 days before the 32nd anniversary, which she feels like she basically lost her best friend. And she met my dad when she was only 19, and then 32 years she spent with him, and now it's just hard day by day. It's a day without him.
That is Katerina Valeska, remembering her father, Zlatko Valesky, who died of COVID-19 in April. There are other remembrances of frontline workers at npr.org, and listeners can submit their own contributions.